Episode 1873, Everyday Habits Can Hurt Your Heart.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it's time to get your healthy on. Come on, what is your lifestyle like? Are you living a healthy lifestyle? Well, you know what? Today, it's all about everyday habits can hurt your heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, did you know a bad diet and lack of exercise can damage your heart? Of course you did. That you would call common sense. However, other everyday habits can hurt your heart too. But with a healthy heart, the beat goes on. So you want to focus on making your heart healthy every day, not just when it's convenient. February is Heart Health Month, and we are coming to the end of February. Can you believe it? It's leap year, and we're about ready to hit February 29th. But today I want you to think about this. Change your habits, change your heart, change your life. So let's break down what you need to know that's bad and what you can do that's good. So the beat goes on. Oh, yeah. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. The beat goes on, and we're talking about the beat of your heart. There's 10 things, 10 everyday habits that we don't really think about that can actually be affecting your heart health. So let's run through them. Number one, your smile matters. Oh yeah, it's all about your teeth. Did you know that people with gum disease are more likely to have heart disease? The connection may not be clear, but some experts believe bacteria moves into your bloodstream, leading to inflammation of the blood vessels and other heart problems. So if you're not visiting your dentist, guess what? It's time to make an appointment. And guess what? You don't have to go and prepare yourself and say, I'm going to get all this work done. Maybe you haven't taken care of your teeth. Well, I'm telling you right now, right here, you want to take care of your teeth. Where do you think the most bacteria lies on your body? You got it. Your mouth. So visit your dentist every 6 months. And if you don't have one, find one. It's really important. Number two, how is your commute? Do you commute or do you just stay at home? Yeah, we're talking about traffic. Oh my goodness. Road rage. Driving can be stressful, especially when it's bumper to bumper. Research shows links to noise levels. The louder the noise, the higher likely of heart disease. And 1 hour of traffic can what? Be linked to heart attacks. That may be why research links spending a single hour in traffic to higher odds of having a heart attack. So, if you are going to be driving in traffic and you can't avoid it, which would be nice, but let's be realistic, then you need to do what you can do in traffic that really matters, like listening to relaxing music. Maybe a great podcast. I might know one, wink, wink. Or have a good conversation with someone you enjoy. So whether it's on the phone, yes, driving, and that means hands on the wheel, but you can talk hands-free. Also, if you commute together with someone, a friend, have great conversation. All of this will do what? It will help with your stress level. It will lower it, which then does what to your heart? It raises your good heart health, but it lowers that stress level. Number three, are you a night owl, either by choice or by job? You know, working at night or having irregular hours can raise your risk of a heart attack, according to a recent study from Western University in Canada. Shift work can upset your body's circadian rhythm, and that is what your internal clock. I know this all too well. Oh yeah, I was one who even still today, I'm still working on this one, getting my 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Now, ultimately, you want to get a minimum of 6 hours of sleep, minimum. but your optimal sleep time is between 7 and 9 hours. So you want to do what you can if you have those irregular hours. Make sure you eat a balanced diet. Make sure you exercise regularly and be sure you communicate with your doctor. Because your doctor, your medical provider, needs to know that you are operating under these different circumstances. That means the body is put under extra stress, and he or she may want to run extra tests or may want to be watchful, especially depending upon what your family history. So if you're a night owl or you're just messed up by choice, then do what you can do and eat that balanced diet and exercise regularly. Okay, this one, number four. This is specifically for the women. Is it that time of the month no more? Yeah, we're talking about menopause. However, it's really more like early menopause. If you go into menopause before the age of 46, your odds of having a heart attack or stroke may be twice as high as those who go through it later in life. Your hormones play a part in this, your estrogen, right? So talk to your doctor, communicate with your doctor, and discuss heart disease risk factors of those which apply to you and your health history. So if you're one who's gone into early menopause, then you need to have a discussion, a serious discussion with your doctor. Now, this is not to alarm you. It's just a matter of fact. And some of these things we just don't think about. And men, if you're listening, communicate with your wife. Be concerned about her and say, you know what, hon, have you gone to your doctor for just a regular checkup? Maybe you need to go see your OBGYN. Make sure everything's working like it's supposed to. It's better to be safe than sorry, right? You can take actions now more than you can take it later. So you want to build that healthy heart. Why? Because you want the beat to go on. Number five, are you a bear at night? Yeah, we're talking about snoring. I love my husband, but he snores. And every once in a while, I do too. But it's one of those times where it's like, okay, either I'm totally exhausted and I'm like gone, like I am out. And Eric, there could be a blood or a flood and you're not waking me up until I just wake up. Or it's just one of those shallow type of snores. Well, if you snore, be sure you are communicating with your physician because there is a condition called apnea. Now, you can be tested and treatments are available if necessary to help you what? Breathe easier. So apnea can be very, very serious, especially if it's to the point that you are not breathing for a period of time. So if you are snoring and it's not one of these off-on moments, it's like every single night, then talk to your physician and say, I don't know what's going on here. Maybe it is an old bed. Maybe it's positioning of how you're laying on your stomach versus one side or the other, but it could be some other factors. Again, let's be safe and not sorry. The beat goes on. Number six, are you getting good sleep? Oh yeah, well, we already talked a little bit about this in regards to what? That shift work, right? Staying up too late, those irregular hours. Well, even if you don't have shift work, it's important that you get what? Those 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Less than 6 hours of sleep a night can raise your risk of higher blood pressure and cholesterol, which means it also increases the chance to become obese and to get diabetes. All that leads to what? Potentially, you got it, heart disease. So sleep is an important factor. It's that one hanging factor that you're like, yeah, I can just lose some sleep. Oh, it's the weekend. If I don't get enough sleep, not a big deal. We can stay out late tonight. Yeah, no. And the older you get, the harder it is for you to rebound. You've got to take care of your body. Now, one thing you don't want to do though, don't sleep your day away. You don't want to be that bear that's in the cave forever and ever because that can be bad too for your body and your health. What you want is to find the what? The balance. 7 to 9 hours of sleep at night. Be consistent every day, including on the weekend. So yes, if you're going to go party, then you need to plan to sleep a little bit longer the next day. Everything in moderation, right? Okay, number 7, are you happy at home? We're talking about your relationship with your spouse. A good match makes your heart happy and healthy. Now, older adults who are content in their marriages have a lower risk of heart disease than those who aren't, according to a recent study in the Michigan State University. So, this all comes down to what? Stress. And stress creates a downward spiral of bad diet choices. Mm-hmm. That pint of ice cream or half a gallon of ice cream, depending upon what's going on in your life. Those root beer floats. Mm-hmm. Alcohol consumption. An increase in unhealthy choices overall. Maybe it's smoking for you. Maybe you're having recreational smoking fun, okay? All of this does not do your heart well. You have got to make sure that not only are you making good choices when it comes to your diet, when you're having stress in your relationships, but also in what you're consuming regarding alcohol, recreational type of smoking, okay? It's so important. Don't sit there and make an assumption that you've got it all under control. And if you are having problems at home, get coaching or counseling for you and or your spouse. It's really important. Number 8, are you lonely? You know, being with people you love and care about keeps your heart grounded by reducing stress. And it what? It keeps you moving. People who are lonely may be more likely to have heart disease. Now, that's just depressing overall, isn't it? So get out with your family and friends. Go play a little bit. Do what you love together. And here's a warning. If loneliness becomes more frequent and you're finding yourself less active and more sheltered, like you don't want to be around people and you're like, I'm okay. You guys just go ahead. No, I'm not interested. You just go ahead. If that continues, you need to talk to your physician or medical provider. Reach out to a counselor. Talk to your pastor. Because there might be some other underlying conditions that you need to look into further. So loneliness, it's one thing to want to be alone once in a while. You want to decompress from the day. That's normal. But all the time and you don't want to deal with people, that's a red flag. So be cautious about that. Number 9, are you feeling more like Santa Claus? Ho, 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 ho. Okay, I know. It's only February. It's all about love, but we're talking about the belly fat. Oh, yes. Extra weight of any kind makes the heart work harder. However, belly fat, that visceral fat all around those organs there, it's especially dangerous. This can raise your blood pressure and cholesterol levels. So what do you need to do? Well, obviously, communicate with your physician. Do you notice a trend here? You really need to be communicating with whoever you are reaching out to when it comes to your medical provider. You also want to eat a balanced diet that is appropriate for you and your lifestyle. No, not one size fits all. I'm not going to tell you to eat keto. I'm not going to tell you to eat Mediterranean. I'm not going to tell you to eat whatever. You need to eat what's right for you. Now, if you're saying, well, Christiane, I need some help, that's fine. I can work with you specifically. But this is not a one-size-fits-all for everybody who's listening. So it's important to eat a balanced diet that's appropriate for you, your body, and your lifestyle. Also, exercise regularly with HIIT and strength training, high-intensity interval training, right? And your strength training, that resistance training. You want to do what? Build muscle. So you got to break it down in order to build it up. And also, to reduce stress, what do you think you need to do? Yoga, meditation, praise and worship, something to slow down, to bring everything down to calm. We are too on the go all the time. So this is good for your body too. And finally, that's a lot. Number 10, are you sitting more than you are moving? If you're sitting more throughout your day or your weekend, it's one thing to binge, I get it, on Netflix, but it's another thing to do it every single day. When you're at work, when you're at play, there's a problem here. You got to stand up. Sitting is linked to problems like circulation and high blood pressure. You do not want to have those problems, and you need to move what more than you sit. So one way you can do it, if you're one who does more sitting in your job, or even when you're at home, if you're the CEO of the family and you stay at home, if you find that you're sitting more, sit no more for 40 minutes, no more than that, and then move for 20 minutes. If you do that every single hour, that's going to do your body good. Now, then you're sleeping, then that's fine. But you want to make sure you have movement. And if you're exercising on a regular basis, more power to you, right? You don't want to sit more than you move. You really want to try to find that balance. You have one very, very important organ, and that's the heart. Without it, the beat doesn't go on. And you matter in this world. What you do counts. And so it's up to you to take care of your heart. So over the next few days, every single time you see the color red, I just want you to tap your heart. Just put your hand on your heart and thank God that it's still beating. And make sure that you're doing something every day for your heart so the beat goes on. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a wonderful, exciting day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.